The Clinton Avenue-based agency's new facilities in the former parsonage of Bethany Reformed Church offer struggling families a place to shower, do laundry, and receive case management services. Parents of preschoolers will be able to drop children off, while older kids will be driven to school from the New Scotland Avenue facility. Social service agencies will refer families to the program. Sunday's ribbon cutting was the fruition of months of planning. Mary Giordano is Executive Director of Family Promise of the Capital Region.
This has been in the process of coming together for more than 2 years, where we've reached out to many congregations and asked them to consider hosting families while they look for affordable housing in the Capital Region. So the fact that we now have 11 congregations, we'd love to have a few more, and we think we're going to get more.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan addressed the gathering.
This is about the City of Albany continuing to be a place where we help one another. It's that simple. And I'm also a neighbor. I walked here. I live right behind here. And so having this located here in our neighborhood is also such a wonderful thing, that we can welcome people, that we know that they are going to be able to come here, that they are going to be loved by the people who have reached out and who have said that they're going to help these families, which is what we need. And then also, I will say, it took longer than we wanted it to, but I think it's also an example of where government worked.
Part of the delay involved getting the project past the city's Board of Zoning Appeals, where it was opposed by neighborhood activist Joe Sullivan, who isn't convinced the daycare center is a wonderful thing.
This is actually going to be the death knell of the city, this Family Promise Bethany thing, because this is the last best neighborhood in the City of Albany. And once this is destroyed, there's not going to be a city tax base. Who's going to support the city schools and city government?
Speaking along busy New Scotland Avenue as he walked toward Crescent Drive, Sullivan said he suspects Family Promise is part of a bigger operation.
The people that are going to come into here are not going to be the poor black people in Albany. They're going to be the illegal aliens. That's who's going to come into this neighborhood. You look at that empty lot down there in the corner behind the gas station, 7 acres. I predict that'll be low-income housing.
Sullivan, the Conservative Party candidate in the last mayoral election, has been outspoken in his opposition to the project and countless other city issues. So what does Family Promise hold for Albany? Mayor Sheehan is bullish.
It brought attention to what is happening here in such a positive way. And I think it really showed for all the churches involved, all the people involved, the community that came forward and supported it. I think it sent a really strong message to families that are struggling, that you are welcome here in the City of Albany, that we want you to thrive, that we want to help you. And so in many ways, there is a silver lining, and I'm so happy that we are here today. Thank you.
Family Promise is funded entirely by private donations. There's more at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.